Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast, final hour of our episode with filmmaker Ron James. We started out discussing the Disclosure Dialogues, but we've segued into their studies of the paranormal. Of course, Chris is playing two hats here. He is co-host, and he is one of the people involved in working with Ron on these films. Chris, we have more questions now from our audience focusing on the paranormal aspects. Maybe bring some of those in.
Well, I think Ron gave some really good examples that answer this next question. It comes from our longtime moderator, Angelo, who's one of our resident skeptics. He has a Mario cartoon avatar with a leering grin on its face. With so many ways of explaining hauntings, why do you choose to veer towards the paranormal? Why ignore the fact that there are so many possible explanations for everything? I'll use myself as an example. I used to believe in ghosts, so whenever something weird would happen, I would think it was paranormal. After learning about how the human brain works, I realized that pretty much anything that happens that could be thought of as a haunting could be explained. Anyway, is there something you can point to that can't be explained? And I think you did a good job. There was a time dilation. You answered the question before it was even asked.
Sure. Well, Chris, you can cover the time dilation.
That was the strangest one, I think. Yeah, I still don't know what to make of this. When we arrived at Rico D's, which is a fairly notorious haunted site that reputedly Al Capone had back in the 20s as his country home, had a bordello, secret passageways to smuggle, bootleg liquor. Number of deaths happened in the place. It became a biker's bar. We know people died, overdoses, other horrific deaths in the place over the years. And so we went to this place, and upon arriving, the owner, it's now a restaurant called Rico D's, and the owner, or it was at the time, the owner met us and said, you can go anywhere you want, but you can't go to the attic. So one of our crew members on the sly, of course, ran up to the attic with a digital recorder and clicked it on record and then ran back down. So within 5 minutes of arriving, somebody had already, if we had known, we probably would have gotten mad. But somebody on their own initiative went up and threw a recording device up in the attic. So we go through the investigation. I think it was about 45 minutes to an hour later. We're all standing. There was five of us out of the group, I think, of eight that were standing in the upstairs kind of sitting room area. And I was changing out batteries, and we didn't have anything recording, unfortunately. I wish we had. But there was a lull in the conversation. Everybody had been keeping their voices, fairly lowly modulated. Nobody was whispering or anything, but everybody was talking in a low voice. And then there was one of those moments in a room where there's five people and nobody is saying a thing. And out of the clear blue, loud as a bell, we had F you. I mean, everybody just... Well, it was FU, but I can't say that word on broadcast radio. So, which is interesting because most of our best EVPs were swear words. So it's kind of
in that particular place. It was weird.
In that particular place. Yeah.
So basically, you have to get the DVD to hear the words unfettered, uncensored.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
the EVPs were completely different. We go to this place with this mob history and this biker history, and we capture voices on tape saying every cuss word in the book. And this FU that happened, and it's so bizarre how the energies of the EVPs change based on where you're at and what kind of residual stuff is supposed to be there.
Well,
yeah, keep going with the story, Chris.
I immediately looked around, and everybody said simultaneously, "Did you hear that?" And so I quickly threw a battery on, and I continued recording, and then. Right as just within seconds, three of the other team members, including, the owner of the place, walked into the room, and I'm filming this, and, we tell him what just happened, and he, what did he say? He said, I can't believe,
he said that was something else. Wow.
Yeah, that was something else. Wow. And so, we got this, obviously we were recording this on video, so we got this in the room. Well, when we went to retrieve the recording device in the attic, later we were given permission to go up there and we retrieved it. When we reviewed the evidence on that recording device, 5 minutes after that recorder had been put down, about 45 to 50 minutes before Don said, what was that phrase again? I can't believe that. Wow.
Something else. Wow.
That was something else. Wow. On the recorder, 45 minutes early, is a voice that sounds like Dawn saying, that was something else. Wow. But it's different. It's not the, it's not a duplication of...
It's not his voice.
It sounds kind of like him, but it's not. And the inflection is in the wrong place. The timing is a little off. But how do you explain that? 45 minutes before the event happens that prompts the owner to say those words, 45 minutes prior to that, we have almost an identical recording from the attic, which was, you know, upstairs and 40 feet away. So
yeah, it's pretty weird stuff. I mean, capture an EVP that says something that's actually originated by a human nearly an hour later, and it's like, what? And that whole place is like walking into a, you know, walking into a vortex. And between the psychic stuff that happened there and the we've got some visual anomalies there, and we certainly got a boatload of EVP there. And then here's this thing where it's almost like something happened with time itself that enabled something to be...
There was some sort of time dilation going on.
Yeah, I was so freaked out when I found it that I didn't even... I talked to Chris. I'm like, dude, we can't put this in. Nobody's going to believe it. And we did put it in, and it's documented. The timestamps on the cameras are significantly more ahead than the timestamps on the...
It's almost an hour. I think it was 45 to 50 minutes, if I remember correctly.
I mean,
it's been a while since...
A weird thing to have happen that, you know, we couldn't have made this up. It's just incredible what we caught. And that whole, you know, Dead Whisper is full of stuff like that.
But the big question, I guess, is do we prove to Angelo that what you report here is accurate and not something that you're mistaken for something else?
I have a response to what he said, and that is that if your explanation for seeing a ghost is because your mind was utilizing some kind of chemical reaction or some kind of scientifically provable thing that enabled you to see and experience a ghost, or there was something in the external reality that triggered that experience for your mind, the more we're learning about the very nature of reality and how we literally create our own reality, it's really not worth asking anymore what's the difference. Because the fact of the matter is that we're living in a world where our perceptions are our reality. So, and our reality based on our perceptions is just as viable as anything that we can say is real or not. So if you experience something, you can come up with a whole lot of different reasons why it was what it was. But the fact of the matter is we're living in a quantum world. They can all be true and they can all be false at the same time. And that's what I mean when I say that the our understanding of the very nature of our reality is going to be expanded as we learn more and more about what causes these things to happen in the first place. So I'm not discounting what he said here. I'm just saying it fits right in.
Yeah, good point. You know, I echo that as well. I think there is a reflective quality to the paranormal, to you follow UFO sightings as well. I mean, I've had multiple witness cases where a group of people are standing there and everybody can see the object except for one. Why couldn't that person see it? You know, when the first European conquistadores saw the Grand Canyon, for instance, for the first time, their brains literally could not assimilate what they were looking at. Their brains couldn't process the information. They thought that the canyon was a mile wide and that the river was only 30 feet wide. It wasn't until they tried to go down to the river that they realized that their brains had fooled them into thinking that it was something by a factor of 10 smaller. So the human mind is a wonderful organ, the most complex organ that we know of in the universe, and at least up till this point. And some of the things I think that are found at your better haunted sites, I think some of these phenomenal events really deserve study. And it's unfortunate that these ghost shows that have to come up with week after week, year after year, have to come up with types of scenarios that top last week's episode. It just doesn't work that way. And I think when we had Dr. Barry Taff on a month or so ago, he really blasted these shows for giving a real false sense to the public of what these phenomenal events are all about. And
I'll tell you what, we have to find out what this is all about first. We have Ron James joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Ron James, film producer, we talked about the disclosure dialogues. Earlier now, we're focusing on the stuff with a more paranormal event. I know in our forums at forum.theparacast.com, Chris, a lot of discussions about Dr. Taft's appearance.
I think Barry is a guy that kind of walks his own path. He really is very outspoken. I mean, he's a credentialed scientist who's, you know, investigated over 4,100 cases over the years, including the famous case of in California that they turned into the movie Entity with Barbara Hershey. And he looks at this stuff, I think, from an intensely scientific way. But the fact that he's also a sensitive by nature is also a very compelling aspect to his work. So we need more people like Barry Taff in the field, people that are credentialed scientists that are open-minded enough to look at these subjects and investigate them scientifically. I have a couple of other questions that dive into the whole subject of EVPs. This is an area that's becoming more and more controversial, especially with skeptics. And this question comes from Poulterwurst, who's a fairly recent addition. He's been a forum poster for a year. And he says, hey, that dead whisper stuff sure looks interesting. And he writes, the lesser classes are quite easy to dismiss. I'm afraid only the Class A EVPs, where people seem to get quite clear, albeit not always sensible, voices talking and even answering them, might be possible paranormal coincidence. Did you get any Class A EVPs yourself? What do you think they are? That's the part one of the question. Then he asks, do you think there are people faking them? So what do you think, Ron? You want me to take a stab at that first? And then
my as yet unrevealed theory of conscious echoes kind of talks to that.
Right, that's true.
Too, but I suppose I could put it out right now. It would be the first time put out into the mainstream.
Okay, folks, let's have an orchestra to strike up the band here, or just let
you go. Drum roll.
Drum
roll, okay.
And everybody who's listening, brace yourself.
That's Chris's drum roll, by the way. I know it's not the best drum kit, but it works.
Do people fake EVPs? They might. Shame on them if they do. The fact of the matter is, on EVPs, a real EVP has a very weird sense to it, and it almost has an energy that rides the air. So when you're hearing a real EVP, you don't only hear it, you feel it on some level. It actually registers to your physical energy. So people that really know EVP can kind of tell. And I haven't seen a lot of instances where people are faking stuff. I know at Dead Whisper, we were really, really careful to deliver everything perfectly. We didn't enhance it. We cleaned stuff up, but we didn't enhance it. We didn't do anything to make it easier to understand beyond just normal audio filters. And so, you know, I hope there's not people out there faking EVP, especially people that are making films and making TV shows. If you are, you know, shame on you for doing that. Anybody who's serious about what we're doing, we are trying to find and present the evidence that will change the way humanity looks at its existence. And if there's people out there that are faking stuff for the sake of what? You know, this is serious business.
Just makes it harder.
And, you know, for people who don't understand that, the proof of life after death could very well come from somebody on a paranormal investigation. This is the proof of alien species interacting with planet Earth could very well come from filmmakers making films like us or from the guys doing the research. So if somebody's out there actually fabricating stuff, exaggerating evidence, doing any of that, you're not only doing a disservice to yourself, but you're doing a disservice to all of humanity, because we're not doing this because it's fun and games. We're doing this because we are seeking the answers to the biggest questions facing humanity. Not the little questions, not the medium-sized questions, the biggest questions. Is there life after death? Are we alone in the universe? And if you're out there being a part of the community of people who is trying to find those answers, well, congratulations. And if you're one of those people out there, and I know there's a few out there, but there's not that many, but if you're one of those people out there taking a lackadaisical approach and not really caring about staying in integrity of what you deliver, and you're faking stuff for TV shows, and you're faking stuff for your articles, well, you're really part of the problem. And if there's anybody out there like that that's listening, that's what I have to say about that.
They know who they are.
I really take exception to that stuff. I think that there's too many people working too hard, and the questions are too important. And so if you're out there just not being in integrity with what you're delivering to the public, and you're faking evidence just for who knows what reason, you want to be famous, you know, put a video of your cat on YouTube.
Well, one of the things, Ron, about Dead Whisper, we should probably remind everybody, is one of my main jobs was the evidence chain and making sure we kept as accurate as possible documentation of our recordings, when recorders were switched on, what went with what. I mean, there is an evidence chain here that you kind of had me be responsible for. So I sign off on the accuracy and there was nothing switched around. Everything pretty much comes in the order in which it occurred. I don't think any exceptions to that.
Yeah, they happened exactly where, and a lot of times when we, in fact, every time that we're showing the EVPs, we play the video where possible, which in almost all of them it was. We play the video, and then we show you the audio waveform that came off a separate recording device, and we play the audio that came from the human that matches the video, and then you get to hear the EVP, and then you get to hear what the human said afterwards.
So yeah, we were the first ones to do that.
Yeah, I haven't really seen anybody do a better job. It's in the evidence section of Dead Whisper. And, you know, if you're interested in this film, Chris and I also made one called Ghost Asylum. And then we also have an audio book that I did a long time ago as a fiction writer, but it's about ghosts and things. And you can get Dead Whisper, Ghost Asylum, and the audio CD all on paranormalmediagroup.com, all for one price.
I'll tell you what, folks, we do have a link to the site over at theparacast.com. So if you link on the disclosure dialogues, you'll go to the entire store. You'll be able to look at all the films they did. And I won't send you a bill for this, Ron.
Why, thank you.
Well, in answer to the first part of the question, did we get any class EVPs ourselves? Yes, we did.
Absolutely.
And we're quite proud of that. Our EVP expert, Michael Esposito, who's been on the show, is sitting on a collection of EVPs that he's gotten around the world that are just staggering, including the extinct Pottawatomie EVP. And, Ron, you were beginning to talk about the conscious echoes theory and your hypothesis that could possibly explain an aspect of hauntings at the very least, and it dovetails with the EVP phenomena as well. You want to just give our listeners a thumbnail on that?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we're always dealing with when we look at what's causing the paranormal phenomenon is that when you actually get an interactive EVP, then it kind of poo-poos a lot of theories. If you believe that what you just got was truly something interacting, then there's a lot of ideas about what's causing paranormal phenomenon. And one of them that especially scientists like, if they have to support something, it's the one that they like to at least say is possible, is that what you're picking up is an echo on space-time.
I'll tell you what, let's have this echo first. It's going to echo front and center. We have Ron James with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast, and we're featuring Ron James, who's worked with Chris on a number of projects. Obviously, the Disclosure Dialogues, the award-winning documentary Could Happen Tomorrow, and Dead Whisper, In Search of Ghosts and the Supernatural. You want to pick further discussion on this, Ron, or let Chris go to another question?
Well, I think since the guy was asking about the EVPs, we'll lay this out. This is a very controversial idea, but it makes a lot of sense, and I've discussed it with a lot of people, and I get mixed reactions. My feeling is that there's a lot of different things that are causing the paranormal encounters, but the idea that there are spirits, actual full spirits of human beings that are trapped someplace, that's never set well with me. And the reason it hasn't set well with me is because I think that, you know, human beings having a spiritual experience here in this place, I find it just really difficult to grasp that we go through our learning process and everything that we do here only to be lost in some netherworld for Lord knows how much time. It just doesn't seem like an evolutionary process of the spirit. I suppose it could happen in some occasions, and maybe it's just another realm of existence. But it never really resonated with me in my investigations. But that left me with a lot of questions that we have to answer. There is the idea that paranormal phenomenon is literally echoes on space-time. So in other words, something really drastic happens and it leaves an impression. And quantum physics is telling us that time is simply another dimension. It's an illusion. We experience time sequentially, but it actually exists simultaneously. So perhaps in a big event, an impression is left on the fabric of space-time, and that can resonate away from its point of origin through time, and traces of it can be picked up. And that's a really interesting theory, and I think that it's quite possibly true. But it does not cover the element of interactivity. If there is an echo on space-time, and it is causing paranormal stuff, like you say, you're picking up EVPs, or you're seeing, for instance, the same woman ghost that walks across the same hallway, and that's an echo, that's great. But if it's an echo, it's not conscious. It can't interact. It can only play itself over and over again like a recording. So that could explain a few things. But then when you get into the interactive EVP, you get into situations where people are interacting with something. Well, the simple echo or the simple imprint on space-time just isn't enough to answer the question, what's causing it. So after a while, I came up with what I call the theory of conscious echoes. And what the theory of conscious echoes says is that in the moment of an unexpected violent death, or in the moment of any other kind of fast happening event that causes major changes in life or life to death. Let's take a look at what happens, for instance, when somebody's being killed, being murdered. The person is arguably experiencing their whole life flashing before their eyes. Adrenaline is pumping through their body in a way that's never happened before. They are in a state of fear, panic, pain, all of these things. And this is all coming out of the human mind and the human experience at one time in a burst. And so you take all of the extremes of energy that it is possible for the human being and the human energy field to create, and you combine them into this one burst of energy that just happens instantaneously. That realization that you're going to die, that brief look at your whole life, that pain, what you get is a burst of energy that happens in the moment. And my theory is that burst of energy made up of those things is so intense that perhaps it stays cohesive and over time begins to develop a rudimentary self-awareness that actually progresses. So imagine now that this burst of energy has created an energetic, almost life form that is made up of perceptions of a life, fear, panic, adrenaline, confusion, all of these things. It's a very primitive, very rudimentary, energetic life form that is made up of just a really ugly moment. And as that embraces itself through time, it becomes more and more aware. So that eventually you end up with poltergeist activity, you end up with these beings that are able to interact on tape, beings that are able to interact to a certain amount with the physical world. And it's really just it's a life form that we don't really understand yet. So what you end up with here is it's almost like a new type of life form. It's a life form that we don't understand, but it's made up of the energy of that moment and the thoughts and the emotions and the physical sensations that happen in that moment. And as I said, over time, it develops more and more self-awareness. And so what I call this is the conscious echo. And the reason I call it the conscious echo is because it is made up of that moment just as an imprint on space-time, but it was created with such a vast amount of energy being expelled at the exact same instant that perhaps it stays cohesive and develops its own form of self-awareness.
So we have maybe a mental form of Dr. Frankenstein here.
Yeah, or, you know, there is in some of the Mideastern and Eastern philosophical religions, they have what's called the tulpa. And what that is an energetic being that the mystic can create to go and do his bidding. And it's like you like creating a ghost. And so I didn't find out about this until after I put the theory forth. In fact, I put it forth to Colonel John Alexander, who a lot of people know for his UFO connections, but he's also spent a whole lot of time studying death. And he was the perfect person to have this conversation with. And he's the one that brought to my attention that the theory of conscious echoes actually creates, if it's viable, it creates the same type of energetic being as the legend of Tulpas. So it's very interesting to find a correlation in some sort of traditional spiritual belief that says that these types of beings are actually possible.
Now, when you say tulpas, what about UFOs? Maybe that's a possible explanation for at least some of them?
Well, you know, these beings supposedly are created by mystics, and they're energetic phenomenon that can be controlled. So, in other words, it's like I could create my own little doppelganger, and he could go out and do stuff for me while I stayed in my house. And perhaps the UFOs, as Chris was saying earlier, are manifestations from the collective consciousness. And again, when we start asking those kind of questions, we really get into what is the nature of our reality. And I think that you can say yes to these things, you can say no to these things, because they can all be true and they can all be false at the same time. And the idea that, you know, Chris wrote Stalking the Tricksters, and that opens up a whole new area of why these things are appearing to humanity and what they are. So I think the answer is probably a combination of a lot of things. I don't think my theory of conscious echoes covers every paranormal haunting. I don't think that aliens from outer space, aliens from other dimensions, cover every bit of what we're calling, you know, unexplained aerial phenomenon and unexplained experiences like abductions. I think that there's a combination of things happening and that they all point to one thing. And the one thing that they point to is that we are living in an energetic matrix that is being created and physically manifested around us from really nothing. And we don't understand what the reason is, but these anomalies more and more point to the fact that that's what's going on. So once you realize that you're living in literally a matrix, you're living in a hologram, a quantum hologram, a computer game almost, and it's some kind of advanced spiritual galactic simulation.
A construct,
yes.
Yeah.
And then you realize that, well, you know, if it's really that true and it's just a program, the laws of physics are a program and the energy is folding out based on that program, and the unused portion of our human brain is what actually renders the reality around us, then things that we say, well, that can't be true, well, none of that really applies anymore. Of course it can be true. Anything can be true.
So we just have to sit together in the right size room and we could make it so. So when Captain Picard says make it happen or make it so, we can make it so. And maybe we're collectively making UFOs appear as they are now, but 100 years from now we will make them look different because our culture, our society is different, our expectations are different. Wouldn't it be strange if our entire reality is not a reality at all, just a construct? This, by the way, is not a construct. It is another way to contact us. From Twitter, we are The Paracast. So if you go to Twitter and you use The Paracast, you find us just like that. Conscious media producer Ron James joins us. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, we're getting to the core of our discussion here, the nature of reality itself. Is it separate from us? Do we create our collective or individual realities? Maybe Matrix is true. Maybe we're sitting asleep somewhere in suspended animation, and the computers are playing it out for us. Wouldn't that be strange?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because Chris and I also produced a series of DVDs called Bigger Questions, and of course it's also available on the website. But it's three different DVDs. One's called The Psychic Matrix, one's called The Nature of Reality, and the other one's called The Fusion of Science and Spirit. And this is the all-stars of the world of quantum physics coming together to talk about how, you know, physics is actually coming to the point where it's proving a lot of this really crazy stuff. And so we've got guys like Russell Targ and Amit Goswami and Dean Radin and just a lot of really, really prominent, relevant people talking about, yeah, maybe we are living in a matrix. And when the world of physics says, yeah, the world could very easily be a hologram. There's a physicist just recently that published a paper where he's actually unraveling the laws of physics and finding error-correcting code in the way things unfold in the physical world. There was recently something called quantum photosynthesis, where plants are being shown to actually use the ability to go out of physical reality to process photons. And so what we're finding is that everybody's looking for the holy grail of physics. They're looking for the theory of everything, and they haven't quite been able to stitch it together. And it's starting to look like one of the reasons they can't stitch it together is because whenever the laws of physical reality run into a situation where they don't quite work, they simply cheat. They go outside the laws of physical reality and then come back in having created whatever change they need to create. So you can't create the laws of physics 100%. You can't create the definition of how everything functions in physical reality when the way it works simply allows for it to sidestep all the rules when it needs to. And as we find out things like this, you know, obviously it just shows more and more that these phenomena that we're experiencing are all part of solving this puzzle.
Well, and also, you know, we have to keep in mind that it takes consciousness to study consciousness. And it's a chicken and the egg kind of scenario. How do you use the consciousness to study itself, which is a deep philosophical question, which modern, you know, rational science has yet to really resolve. If you ask, you know, a scientist from one discipline not related to consciousness studies to define consciousness, and then you ask another one from an entirely different discipline, you're gonna get surprisingly varied responses, just with the simple question of, you know, can you define consciousness? If so, what is it? We still don't know how we're able to scratch our eyebrows. We don't understand totally how the conscious mind is able to manipulate the reality around us in a physical way, let alone, for instance, a question that I have here from Poulterwurst. Do you think psychics really have a kind of sensitivity unexplained by science? If so, how come after so many years of spiritualism, et cetera, there still isn't much in the way of scientific studies or even public awareness about that? You know, I do think there are studies. Dean Radin, I know, has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the subconscious mind is operating on an extremely sophisticated level, for instance. And there's the work of William Roll and J.B. Ryan, of course, your remote viewers. But what do you think, Ron? Do you think psychics really have the sensitivities? We've worked with some really good ones.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the people that I just have to hand it off to is Amy Allen. And, you know, people know her now because she has that show on Travel Channel called The Dead Files, but we've been working with her for years. And we have been on several investigations with her. And you watch this woman work and you see what she actually accomplishes, and it just leaves no doubt. And so, you know, can I convince a skeptic of that? No, but, you know, come along with us a few times and believe me, you'll understand differently. I think that human beings have a vast amount of senses that are undeveloped. And I think that psychic ability, certainly quantum physics is telling us that everything exists simultaneously. It's also telling us that you know, the quantum effect of one atom knowing the actions of another atom, even though they're separated by the speed of light,
quantum entanglement, non-locality.
All we have to do is, instead of being skeptical about it, let's talk about what we do know. We know about all those things, okay? We know that they happen. We know that they're real. So why is it such a stretch that some people can tap into that on some kind of level? We call it psychic awareness, but is it really? Or is it just a way of deepening our perception of what is sitting right in front of our faces? And then we call it that because not everybody has the ability to do it. But when we accept the fact that all of these phenomenons actually do exist, then it's not that difficult to accept the fact that just like some people are born to be fantastic athletes, other people are born with higher mental acuities and other what we might call gifts and abilities. It's just not that far-fetched. And the people that are still clinging to the idea that it's impossible or that it's foo-foo or that it's junk science, they're just not informed. They're not paying attention to what we're already learning is really happening. And I don't understand why there's a resistance to this stuff. We don't want to go out and drink the, like as Chris said, I loved your phrase, drink the true believer Kool-Aid. You know, everything that you and I have always done in a film, we walk in just going, okay, prove something to us or not, and we're going to put it on a DVD and let people make up their own minds. But
doing that tonight.
Yeah. We're going to Jerome tonight to do an investigation, and we're bringing in a psychic. And
now, understand, this is going to be broadcast several days after you go out there, so maybe you won't come back. If you don't come back, this will be the last time that Ron James and Chris O'Brien will be together on this planetary dimension.
Tell you what, if Chris and I disappear in the Grand Hotel in Jerome, it was probably just somebody we filmed getting really mad at us.
Well, there is that.
I don't think we're gonna step through a portal.
No. Well, at least I'm not packing a bag.
I ain't
bringing my toothbrush.
We certainly have had some. How much time do we have left in the show? You want to talk about some of the stuff that happened to us at the Sally Hall?
We got about 2 minutes.
Oh, and then the show's over?
Yeah, we've been done 2 hours.
If you go to paranormalmediagroup.com, there's a bunch of films there, but a dirty little secret is that Chris and I produced pretty much every one of them. So for those of you who've been listening to the show and know a lot about what Chris has done, this is a whole other element that maybe you don't. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on there. It's all priced right, and you are our audience. So we really want to share these films with you, and we're making it very, very easy.
What about if anyone in our audience has some paranormal event that deserves coverage? Can they contact you at the site?
Well, not so much through the site, but they can email Chris directly. He is a bona fide investigator, so You know, we're certainly always got our eyes open to stuff like that.
Well, we know where we can find Chris. He's always close at hand.
You can find Chris right there on your website.
Sure. And, by the way, Chris is also working with a couple of our volunteers in the forum, and they'll get special acknowledgement. I think I'll get them a couple of official PowerCast T-shirts. Okay. They're putting together an all-new version of Our Strange Planet. So if you go to OurStrangePlanet.com now, you'll possibly see the older version of the site. But if you go there in a week or two, or maybe when you hear this show, it will be all new, all different. It'll be a lot faster to display, a lot easier to navigate. It's just going to be a much better place.
And we're going to have the live camera feed from the San Luis Valley Camera Project.
Okay, I've seen the feed, by the way. We're working on a way to present this, to stream it, so most of you can see it. And I guess the big thing is compatibility, so you can watch on your Mac, your PC, your Linux computer, see it on your iPhone, see it on your iPad, on your Android phone, on your Windows phone, like the Nokia Lumia 900 that we talk about on the Tech Show this week. So that's going to be coming. It's OurStrangePlanet.com. And by the way, you can find us at theparacast.com, our forums and everything, the past episodes. And by the way, on iTunes, they only list 300 episodes. Okay, that's a limitation. But all the remaining episodes through 2006 are available at theparacast.com. On Twitter, we are The Paracast. Special thank you to Ron James, a conscious media producer. Thank you, Ron, for joining us on The Paracast.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.